This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush announced this morning a nationwide fundraising campaign to help victims of the Asian tsunamis. The president tapped his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, and his predecessor, Bill Clinton, to lead the effort and called upon all Americans to contribute. The president's comments came as the country has pledged $350 million to support relief efforts.
We're showing the compassion of our nation in the swift response. But the greatest source of America's generosity is not our government. It's the good heart of the American people.
President Bush speaking at the White House this morning. Later today, he and former Presidents Bush and Clinton will visit the embassies of the nations hit hardest by the disaster. The nation with the highest death toll is Indonesia, where officials say more than 94,000 people were killed. In Indonesia's Aceh province, attention is now being focused on getting aid to the survivors. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Until this morning, most residents of Aceh province were unable to drink uncontaminated water. Last night, the Australian Army flew in a large water purification truck and set up a pumping station in the center of Banda Aceh, the province's capital. The water plant can provide about 500,000 liters a day. Royal Australian Air Force Wing Commander Greg Norman says that's nowhere near enough to serve the hundreds of thousands left in the province.
With one plant, we can put a big dent in it, maybe a third, half of it. We're trying to get a second plant in, get up to 1 million, and I think that'll come pretty close.
Norman says that villagers who live outside of the capital simply have no access to water that hasn't been contaminated by the sea and dead bodies. He says it will be many days, if not longer, before clean water gets to them. Downtown Banda Aceh has been transformed in the past 24 hours. Large cranes were brought in and have cleared away the massive piles of debris that clogged nearly every street. Hundreds of dead bodies were removed, and the relief effort is far more visible than it was yesterday.
17 trucks. And what are they carrying? My God, 245 metric tons of rice? That's fantastic. That's an amazing feat. So in 6 hours, the truck should be rolling into town.
Mike Sackett was driving around the city assessing the damage when he received this call. He runs Banda Aceh operations for the United Nations World Food Program. He says that many Achenese villagers face starvation if food doesn't reach them by the end of the week.
You know, to start from scratch without having any infrastructure, without having warehousing capacity, fuel available on the ground for trucks to make return trips, you know, even electricity and other basic things, it's extremely tough going.
He says he's frustrated that thousands of tons of food are sitting in warehouses in Medan, an Indonesian city about 12 hours by road from Banda Aceh. It's taken 4 days just to get in this haul of 245 tons of rice. World Food Program officials have commandeered as much space as they can in military cargo planes. They are hoping to reopen a severely damaged port to get food in by ship. But there simply are not enough vehicles available to transport the food needed here. The World Food Program's Mike Sackett.
The food is coming in, and as soon as it comes in, it's immediately given out to local NGOs. So we're getting there. The food is coming in, but we do need to get it further afield. We all recognize that. But without the logistics and without the communications, it's proving to be quite a struggle for all the humanitarian agencies working here.
Dozens of international aid groups have come to Banda Aceh. Oxfam and Care International are here, as are Mercy Corps and Doctors Without Borders. All the groups say they can only work effectively in coordination with local officials. But the coordination may be the most difficult task of all. At the governor's palace, a group of interior ministry staffers sit around a computer. They flew in from Jakarta and are typing up assignment sheets. They plan to send out dozens of teams around the province to villages that have no telephones or other means of communication. They hope to find out one thing: how many local officials survived the earthquake and tsunami and are able to help in the relief effort. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.